I'm Eddie Garcia. Corey Willingham is a versatile artist with interests in the physical world, psychology, and nature, and many of those interests find their way into her work. One of Corey's self-described obsessions is extreme weather, and for years she's attempted to capture through her paintings the devastating impacts of tornadoes and hurricanes on people's lives. Her 2011 exhibition, Tales from the Road, opened the then brand new Yadkin Cultural Arts Center in Yadkinville. On display at the Welburn Gallery, there were paintings from Corey's billboard series, some large portraits and humorous pieces, and several works from Corey's Extreme Weather series. She spoke with Triad Arts executive producer, David Ford.
Looking at so many of the images here with the weather series, Extreme Weather series, there's in a facial expression, in a body position, in a look, in a gesture, just a whole story just kind of bursting off the page there, and that seems to be where you live.
Yeah, I think it's easier for me to communicate how I feel and the thoughts that are in my head with paint than with words. And growing up in Houston and Galveston, I remember back in 1983 when Hurricane Alicia roared up I-45 towards us, and that was a terrifying moment, but sometime after about 10 o'clock in the morning, Dad took us out in the yard so that we could experience that eerie calm of the eye of the storm. And that was just an absolute galvanizing moment for me that really left a permanent impression. And then again, Hurricane Ike came through Galveston and, you know, all but gutted our beach house. And now here I am in New Orleans again, and I'm getting to experience firsthand these incredible stories from the people who went through Katrina, and I'm getting to witness this incredible bond that that event created in the New Orleaners. And I just think there's so many stories. They're just everybody. Oh, it's so amazing to me when I'm in the studio and I'm painting a big weather painting, how many people will just stop dead in their tracks and say, that reminds me of the time that I was up at Aunt Edna's and the storm came through and it knocked the power out for 4 days and we had to feed the dog beanie weenies. And, you know, everybody has a weather story, and it's just one of those things that's really easy to translate onto the canvas. And I like painting these incredible events because I think it gets people communicating with each other and thinking about their connection to their homes, the connection to each other, the connection that they have to the natural world around them.
You're dealing with people losing homes and just the very sensitive emotional terrain there and all that vulnerability that goes along with that. How do you walk that fine line?
I think that that's basically, to me, I mean, people say, why do you paint devastation and what somebody looks like after a storm has ripped their house apart? And maybe that's not my intention so much as to create a challenge for myself, because the greatest challenge, I think, for a narrative painting is how to depict a single moment in time, you know, how to capture a psychologically taught moment, such as a violent storm or even something more mundane like a lonely man sitting in a bar. How do you capture that in paint, which is essentially a static medium? So how do you manipulate the image and the surface of the canvas in such a way as to get the viewer to engage and care about the fate of the characters and best relate to the image? So picking those moments to depict is the challenge that I set up for myself, and I think that the bigger the challenge, if you do it right, it's just an even more successful painting.
Artist Corey Willingham. Her exhibit, Tales from the Road, opened the Welburn Gallery and the Yadkin Cultural Arts Center back in 2011. You'll find links to some of Corey's Extreme Weather series and her recent work at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. You'll also find the current art on display at the Welburn and all the goings-on at the Yadkin Cultural Arts Center. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm Eddie Garcia.